please. Thank you. Thank you, be seated.
A bit. Yeah, don't worry, we'll close before 12. Be seated. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Any bondage that the believer finds himself is such that he permits. That is the utterance I got from God. Any bondage that the believer finds himself is such that he permits. Is such that he permits. If you don't permit it, it could have not been your experience. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Like I have taught you, there are always, you must be active. Like I was saying about not believing a lie. I said, although we have people that they don't actually believe the lie of the devil, or someone else, sadly, someone else can believe the lie on your behalf. That is why the believer must be strong on his Christology. That means you are not just saying, I'm sitting on the fence. I don't believe the lie of Satan. I'm also not strong on the word of God. No. There is really no middle ground. It's either you are strong on the word. It's either you are strong on your Christology or you are falling a prey. That means the knowledge of Christ is your defense against Satan. It's your greatest defense against Satan. It's your greatest defense against his tricks, his wiles, his tricks. The knowledge of Christ. See, nothing takes me down. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I exist forgiven. I exist justified. Nothing takes me down. I rule, I reign. I'm the man in Christ. All power has been given to Christ. And Christ is in me. All I see is glory. That's all I see. That is all I see. That is my experience. That is my experience. Christ is in me. That is all I see. Oh, see James 1, again, verse 12. So, the word of God has destroyed the thoughts of bondage in our hearts. That's the work of the word of God. It destroys the thoughts of bondage in our hearts. The word of God. As I said, as I prayed for you, what prayer will do is to open your mindset, open you, to make you see it more, see it more. Yeah, that is what he does, is to make you to see it more, see that reality, see yourself as a master. Yeah, see yourself as a master, see yourself in charge, see yourself as not a prey, see yourself in charge. You must see it, you must see yourself in this experience. So James 1 verse 12. So he said here, blessed is the man that endured temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Okay, so that means because of trials that Christians face, there's a big tendency to now say, God is the one that caused this, God is the one that caused that, God is the one bringing this awful experiences my way, prayed over this oppression, it's not stopping. That means maybe it's God or something like that. Just funny thoughts, but he's not saying, verse 13, let no man say, when he's tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil. Focus, circle that word in your mind. Tempted with evil. That is the context of verse 13, to be tempted with evil. Neither tempt he any man. So he's not saying in verse 14, but that means every man is tempted with evil when he is drawn away of his own lust and entice. That's a lot. So when he's drawn away of his own lust and entice, that means evil is self-created in the mind of man. Evil is self-created in the mind of man. Evil. That means, oh God. That is why we Christianity is clearly defined as not just meditation, not just free thinkers, is on the knowledge of Christ. There are people that they say they can think. They say they can think and bring things to pass. I don't know their religion. Say they are thinkers, you know. They just meditate, they think. No, Jesus, they say, and the things happen. That is bondage in itself. Because that is actually anything outside Christ is a source of evil. Evil is when you start exercising the creation of God, or which is the body, the mind of man, the body of man, outside God's will. Evil will come. So he said in verse 14, he said, man is tempted with evil when he is drawn away of his own lust and entice. And of course, he now said in verse 16, do not err, my beloved brethren. Or 15, when lust conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. Showing you that man can of his own accord create death from meditation, from your thinking, from what you appreciate. Imagine, death is not coming from outside. Why should a man sit down and destroy himself? And that's all people do. When you don't focus on God's word, you don't sit down on the spot, you think, and you run yourself down. That's why I'm scared of any believer that is around me that is always moody, that is always thinking. Ask my wife, you cannot just be around me and for 2-3 hours, 2 hours, you are doing like this. That is where evil comes in. Self-destruction. You will think, reason away the power of God. You have not pray in tongues. Pray without ceasing. Don't say, I'm a mind man. I am. Pray. You are a prayer man. Are you with me? I'm not saying don't think on your lecture. But what are you thinking about? Two hours. You're not talking. 1 hour. Are you designing? Pray. Hallelujah. So you're not saying in verse 16, do not hear my beloved brethren. That thing is key. See the progression again in that verse 15. From lust, from tempted with evil to lust, to sin, to death. All without the devil's involvement. So that means demons only come to aid the man that is ready to kill himself. Demons only come in to aid the man that is ready on the way to kill himself. That means off. Sorry, I didn't know how better grammar I can put that. Help me. I got C5 in English. So, demons only aid the man that is already on the path of destruction. What you don't allow, nothing can allow it for on your behalf. What if you don't allow it? They're not that smart. They're not that strong. You just play on man's ignorance. They play on your will, on your allowance. On man's allowance. So now say 16, do not fall into this error. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So how do we know something comes from God? How do we know it's of God? Take a clue from the new creation. He said it must be a good gift, perfect gift. That means good gift. Remember, the process is good. The giving is good. Perfect gift. That means complete bestowment. No pass 2, no pass 3, no bash A, bash B. Once and for all. Then he said no variableness. No, write this down, please. No hidden intention. There is consistency. No variableness. Rest. No hidden intention. Sorry, I said process is good. That is the good gift. Perfect gift. The result is complete, total. No pass 2, no pass 3, no bash A, bash B. Then no variableness also. No hidden intention. Consistency. There will be nothing like, we don't know why God is good to us today. Oh. No, it's always the same. Hallelujah. Say it's always the same. So it's not because we praise him well today or we pray well today. No. God, it is from God, is always the same. What he does yesterday is what he does today, and is same forever is good. And 18 now says, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of the first fruit of his creature. That means we are examples of what God does. We are example. Go to Psalm 103. So clearly we have seen evil is not of God. So please write this down. Ah, God. We cannot say something is of God just because it is done by a man of God. We cannot say something is of God because it is done by a man, or it's because a man of God did it, or you saw somebody, an angel in white, did this. That is not why we call it of God. Please write that down. You could see that James 1:17. He said, why is of God is that the thing itself is good. Then the process also is good. Then there is consistency. You know if you are getting it, please. Why a thing is of God is not about who does it. I mean, it's not about the man. or his name is pastor, his name is apostle, his name is prophet, something, something. Say, why a thing is called good is because what? The thing itself is good. The process of giving it is good. And I don't give a good thing today. So if I give a good thing today and I give a bad thing tomorrow, then the good thing I give today, I can doubt it. Are you with me? I'm coming. Yeah. See Psalm 103. So, why I'm saying this, I just want to say something briefly on all this. I know you have heard things of, yes, they asked the man of God, very sad. And that is when I just gave up on that on that crusade of the years of Miracle Money 2015. Or so. You know those things on Facebook of Miracle Money and address. Once the man of God now said, yes, we know how the Miracle Money happens. Say, when people have accidents, say, angels will go and collect the money of the people that died and come and give to believers. I say, ha. A bishop in a, no, a Jew in Nigeria. That's what I said, a Jew. The angel cannot save people. But he can rescue their what? Their money. Oh my God, Abby. That's sad. That's sad. So, you know, if you meet such angel on the road, come. So, where are you coming from? That accident. What did you collect? The gold. Are you not there before the thing happened? I was there. What are you waiting for? For it to happen. So that what? You can take the gold. What do you say you're an angel? Are you sure you're an angel? Come. You are fallen. Oh God. This is where I'm actually going today. There is no, we have one funny theology that one third of angels, right, fell with Satan. Relax, oh. Is it in Genesis chapter 3? Is it Legion that was talking with Eve? Huh? Who is talking? Is it one person? So relax. So how did Satan sin? We saw his action against the gospel. How will any other demon become a demon? They will commit the same, they will do the same thing. Don't, God does not charge one man's sin to one, the same thing that happens to man, right? That your sin of your father is not your sin. That's same thing to angels. Though. The sin of one angel cannot just occupy just all of you just became evil. That's not so. Focus, like, be smart with divine interpretation. Hold on, come here. So, Psalm 103. Just think on that more, okay? This, to tell you that, yeah, I almost want to say, just write this down. All angels, some angels did not become, a specific number of angels did not become demon in a day. Say that. That can never be. If you understood the gospel, if you understood man and how God was, you will never think that something just happened. One day, everybody became a demon. That is why the believer, you must be conscious of your progressive love work. You must be conscious of what you are doing progressively. So all these, there are three angels assigned to me. One usually kills baby. The other one usually kills. You are into demonology. I heard this myself. He said, this is my man of God. He said, if he lays hands on a pregnant woman, like the baby we abort. Say, come. Pregnant. He said, it now became so worse that in the church of the man, that if any lady that just misbehave and she gets pregnant, she will just go and lie to the man of God. And say, I'm not seeing my monthly wallet. He said, just put your hand, just tell me that we see blood. And the man will put the hand there. And instead of baby, we are not. No. Oh my God. That's sad. That's sad. In the name of power. You know what I can do and undo? I was in the camp when the big girl said, the type of anointing I carry, if I tell you to die, you will die. You are not serving God. I was there. I just dodged. I said, yeah. Dodge down. No, you do. Dodge. What my deal? Just dodge it. Ah, no, don't say I can take it. No, just dodge it. Okay, so it says Psalm 103, please. A Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. So what are they blessing the Lord for? See, O my soul, forget not his benefits. What are his benefits? Verse 3, want to go, yes? Let's keep reading, yes. Who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crown thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in glory. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor reward us according to our. No, that actually tells you that he does not have anger at all. Hallelujah. Verse 11, yes, let's read. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. Hallelujah. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgression from us. Like as a father pitied his children, so the Lord also what? Pitied them that fear him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So in that saying 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto his children's children. Please, let me first tell you, when you are saying fear him in the Old Testament, he's talking about faith in Christ, okay? To fear him, to reverence him, to reverence his redemption plan. Fear him is not, God can never be tell you to be dreadful. That's why he said in Luke chapter 1, that we've been delivered from fear. So fear is even one of the things we are delivered from. Are you with me? In Christ. Same thing in Hebrews 2, right? That through death he might deliver him that have the power of death and deliver them who through the what? Fear of death, right? While all the lifetime subject to evil. So fear is not a tool to please God, it's reverence. And the word of writing that down. Fear is not the tool to please God, it's reverence. So when you are saying fear him in the Old Testament, he's talking about faith. Faith, reverence for that redemption in Christ. That's the same thing he said in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. Says he has given eternal salvation to all them that obey him. To obey there is to obey his gospel. Please never get that wrong. Thank you. Now, he now said in verse 103, I'm sitting there in verse 18 now. To such as keep his commandment, to such that as keep his what? Second covenant. So that's the gospel. That's very clear. To those that remember his commandments to do them. After what is commandment? What is the Ten Commandments? Faith in God, right? And love for the saints. Now, verse 19. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heaven. That is in Christ. And his kingdom ruleth over all. Let's read 20. Want to go? Yes? Let the Lord you his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandment, acting unto the voice. Now, let's start getting intelligent. Angels are to hearken unto what? The voice of his word. What is the word that we have been reading from verse 1? Redemption. So write this down. Angels minister or serve man along that line. Along that line. Don't be fond. I will say it that way. Don't be fond of testimonies of, yes, in my place of work, when my boss is doing something to me, I sent an angel after him. You know the things that they use angels to do nowadays, right? They just say, that my lecturer is stubborn. Don't worry. I know there's an angel that usually listens to me that does this type of thing. I will send it to him. And some of you have even done it before. Have you? Cynthia, you're laughing. That is where issues start coming. See verse 21. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, hosts is the angels, you ministers of peace that do his prayer. In the New Testament, he said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So who is the prayer of God? Christ, right? Yes, salvation in Christ. Now, let me show you something. First Peter again, 1 verse 9. Please don't get bored. It's a Bible study. This is what ought to have been happening to you since when you are age 3. Sorry, not age 11. Maybe I say age 7. can start learning God's word like this. You know, I passed through plenty of experiences in my life. Seriously. So get used to it. Soon be done, Sophia. So, 1 Peter 1, verse 9. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of souls, of which salvation the prophet searched, inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when he testified beforehand the what? Sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed, not unto themselves, but unto us that did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the what? Say the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. So, which things should angels will focus upon? The gospel, right? The gospel, right? Huh? Not astronomy, not the mystery of anything, not biology, not chemistry, not physiotherapy, not an angel told me what. I also believe there are some testimonies of ours that you should just be a bit quiet about for the sake of the gospel. This is not the perfect topic for that one, but there are some testimonies that you have that just don't hype it. It happened. Just thank God. Don't start sharing it that imagine when you you saw the exam question. You saw the exam question of your school before the exam date. And your this is your church member. Now came to give testimony. God is good. Ha, after that series, stopping the many activities, I just got over. I just did like this. Can you imagine? And all the questions just got printed. Now, you have another believer there that did not see the same thing. I said, I don't want to talk about the validity of that one because I don't deny revelation, but there's a checkmate to it. Don't deny, even don't deny that such, but when it happens, what should you do? Just calm down. Just say, thank God I passed. How do you pass? The Lord did it. The Lord was mysterious ways. So now when you now start making such a catcher, when people hear something like that, say, wow, what? After that, just see everybody. He said, all of them, just come meet the brother. Sir, how do you do it? I know it's not all this in Christ. I know there's something. There's something else you do. But I say, don't worry, I will show you. Meet me at Yako Yoba 7:30. Talk then. You must first feed the belly, then I will let it out. So say angels, aid man alongside the gospel message. So I'm trying to say something like that. Angels, the aid man along that line. They are not to push the gospel. But at least two things that we can see clearly is, firstly, we know that they remind man of what the prophet have said. We have saw that is rampant in the scripture. Angels remind man of the utterances of people before them. They don't teach you, they remind. Please write that down. They don't teach, they don't originate, they remind. They don't originate any information or message, they remind. Also, we see safety. No danger came in because of sin. Safety. So when you are seeing this in Psalm 105 from verse 8, safety. Psalm 105 from verse 8. He had remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with his Abraham. I love to quote this whole place just before. And his oath unto Isaac, and confirm the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, say unto thee, will I give the land of Canaan the lot of your inheritance? Psalm 105 verse 12 now. When they were but a few men in number, yea, very few and strangers in it, and when they went from one nation to another, and from one kingdom to another people, that he suffered no man to do them wrong, and yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, neither do my. So I believe it's talking about angelic protection as you go about preaching the gospel, as you go about doing his will. Go to Hebrews 2. Fast. Hebrews 2. But they don't originate any message. Any message that originates from a, from an angel is even, do you know that although he's saying the law was given by an angel or something, it's actually Moses. They only re-echoed what Moses said. See Hebrews 2. Sorry, verse 1. I know I'm saying a lot. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any times we should let them sleep. Verse 2. For if the word spoken by who? Angels, okay, was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. So he's saying the word spoken by angels referring to the law. But we know, me and you, we know that Moses was a key speaker. Angels only re-echoed what Moses said. See verse 3 and 4. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? So who spoke this one? Which are the first? Began to be spoken by who? The Lord. Say the Lord. And was confirmed unto us by who? Them that men or angels? Men or angels? So when he was saying in Matthew 28, when all power is given to me in heaven and earth, go ye therefore. Is he speaking to men or angels? Men, right? Mark 16, go ye to all the world, preach the gospel to every creation. To men or angels? Men. When he was saying John chapter 20, whatever sin you remit, you are remitted. Men or angels? Men, right? So verse 4, God also bearing them witnesses, both with signs, wonders, and with diverse miracles, gift of the Holy Ghost according to his will. Amen, amen. Praise God. So angels, they don't teach man. They only aid man in what man is doing. Write that down. Angels do not teach. They are not to teach you doctrine. I have an angel that lectures me every night. You are having a dinner party with Satan. That's what is happening. So they don't teach man. They are to aid man along the line of the gospel. So demons too. We can decode where the actions of demons came from. Like I've told you, what Satan told Eve was from somewhere. That Genesis 3, from verse 1, that you should not surely die. He got it from somewhere. It was not written there. Paul gave us a clue. 1 Timothy 2:13. So deception does not start. It does not originate from Satan. No. 1 Timothy 2:13. It must have started from a man. 2:13. Let's read it together. I want to go. For Adam was first formed, then who? Eve. Verse 14. Want to go? And Adam was not what? Deceived. But the woman being deceived was in the transgression. What's the meaning of deception? What's the meaning of deception? Sir? Cover the truth. Isn't that word? Yes, sir? To be drawn away. Yes, that is a biblical word. Yes? Falsified information, right? That means to be, you are cajoled. You are, no, it's deceived now. That means you are. So if he say Adam is not deceived, but did Adam sin? Did Adam sin? Did Adam sin? Have you sinned? Did Adam sin? Romans 5:12. Now what's there? By one man's sin, right? Adam, right? So did Adam sin? Yes. But he say he was not deceived. That means what Adam did was an action of whose will? His own will. That means it's most likely that what serpent told Eve, he got it from. You saw what just happened there? God told you not to eat a fruit. You just came, say, she gave me. And I had no question. So that is understand Genesis series. What? No, no, it's four. I've taught that before. Be careful. Yeah, no fault. Maybe next year before Jesus comes. Yeah. Genesis 4, verse 8. Sorry, just give me 20 minutes. I'll be done. 20 minutes. So, and Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and what? Slew him. So, who is the first killer in history? Man or angel? Man. Not angel. So the angels in rebellion, sorry, which is demons, the ones in rebellion, They became evil as man became evil. It's progressive. They became evil as man became evil. They became evil as man became evil. Same way angels, they get better in their administration as men became born again. That's why in the New Testament, that's why it looks like there are lesser deaths. It's because of that ministration of the New Testament. It's because men has changed. It's not because God changed. Somebody say, ah, God of the Old Testament is fast. The God of the New Testament is slow. They're not serious. It is the ministers of the Old Testament that are wicked, but the ministers of the New Testament, they have received the love of Christ. Hallelujah. So I know you missed me somewhere. Just sorry. That's all I can say. Amen. Acts chapter 16. Let me show you something in this place. So we don't recognize who a demon is by his clothes. And I've told you that there is no real scriptural strong ground to say a certain number of angels became demon in a day. That this one third of angels, it just became demon. Well, what you saw in the book of Revelation chapter 12 is still did draw one third of the stars. That's clearly figurative now. So both the one third, the star, everything. That's figurative. Okay, so and even if you say star, I will tell you that stars should best refer to man, not even to stars, but let's leave that. Yes. So the fall of demons should be individualistic and over a period of time. So, don't recognize a demon by what he wears, but with the message preached per time. If the same person that appeared to you 2 years ago was making sense and came back this year, and he was saying something, don't say, but he was correct yesterday. No. Let me show you something. Acts chapter 16, verse 16. Like the one that said, only 2,000 of our RCG members are entering heaven. And the guy said, he was wearing white, say somebody is going to camp, and he just appeared in the back seat and said, do you know this is your camp, all of you? So only 2,000 of you will make heaven. And the guy disappeared. And then went to give the testimony in camp, and everybody started crying. Because even the pastors on the pulpits, we are more than I was a technical, So even the pastors the mass choir, more than 2,000. There are 2,000 of who knows how many million people gathered. And we are all praying for forgiveness. God have mercy. See? Devil has what? A demon. That's what happened. That's what happened. So that one, if it's as white as Sister Shinko, doesn't matter. It's a demon. It's a demon. Even if he appeared on the pulpit, that is not the proof of being an angel. Sarah Rose is looking at me now. Maybe she looks like an angel. So that one is a demon. So see Acts 16. See this very funny one. Let's read 16 and 17 together. Want to go? Yes. It came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought our master much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of what? Salvation. So if you throw James 1:17 there, how do you know that this story now was written after it happened, right? So initially you don't know that she's speaking with the spirit of divination. So how do you know this is spirit of divination? Awesome. So no, there are two ways, You can know by discernment. Then you can know by the word. Discernment, right? Discernment, then by the word. But if you apply James 1:17, he said every good gift and perfect gift, right? So what that girl is saying, is it good? Looks good, right? It seems so, right? Is it perfect? Yes. Salvation, right? Seems perfect. But James 1:17 now says, without what? Variableness. So is she consistent? What was she saying before? Suit saying, right? She was making money. But now you suddenly start preaching what? Grace. Huh? Are you with me? So that shows us how did you change all of a sudden? Yesterday, you see two people. Today now, you are saying we are men of God. And see what Paul did? Verse 18. And this did he many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, commanding in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And what happened? He came out the same hour. You don't know if the gate permitted anything. Hallelujah. And see verse 19. And when our master saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them to the marketplace to the rulers. So, can we even say Paul knew the girl was speaking with the spirit of divination from the first day? Not sure. Not sure. Like, not sure. So, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is good. This is good. This is good. This is good. And also, do you know some people, because, you know, we are going to territories, okay, pastors and ministers, some people can applaud your message so that they can be seen like they are part of you. You get me? Like, they can say, yes, 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 so that they don't lose relevance. You know, for instance, now when Pastor Nenka and many people start preaching redemption, many people now start saying, yes, it's grace. Even people that are stealing from Christians, yes, it's grace, it's grace. So you know, so there are some grace that are actually what? Disgrace. That grace is disgrace. So one of the things that girl is doing is just to say, yes, we are one. Yes, yes, we are one. Don't worry, yes, Paul is here. We are saying the same thing. Say we are not deceived. Say we are not carried away. Say we are smart by the word. And we are smart by the spirit. So what I'm saying is, by the word, we watch out for good gift, right? Is the process good? Is she saying, let me come and eat grass? Or let me, somebody is looking for child. The man of God said, come and sleep with me. Then you will get child. No, that is not good giving, right? The prayer, no, that prayer is not good. That's very bad. Then perfect gift, the result, what you are giving. Then without what? Terribleness. No. So what you say tomorrow, is it the same thing as what you will say next tomorrow? If it's different, then something is wrong. Are you with me? Are you with me? So, yeah. Say we are ministers of the New Testament. Say we see things as they ought to be. Say we can discern. Now, names are actually description of functions. Or names are functions. Write it down that way. Names, they are actually functions. Names. Like the word devil right now. The word devil is from the Greek word diabolos. D-I-A-B-O-L-O-S. Diabolos. It actually means if an accuser, a slanderer, transducer, slanderer. Meaning is like he exaggerates. He makes small things big. It's devil that we call irregular period barrenness for you. Exaggerates. One bad dream, you say you are a wish. So that's the work of the devil. And that word for the devil, that's Satan. Satan is actually Greek word. I mean, is it Greek or Hebrew? Satan too. Hebrew should be Ashatan or something like that. So that one means an opponent. An opponent. One that stands against. So the word Satan talks about what he does to the gospel, how he stands against the gospel, and the word devil talks about how he deceives man. They are both functions. So I can say Satan or the devil, he became worse as man became worse. As men respond more to independence, demons too, they became bad. So you see 2 Timothy 3:13, it's open. After that, two more scriptures. 2 Timothy 2:13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. See? Deceiving and being deceived. So the real dominion, that statement is key. The real dominion of Satan, of the devil, is to be anti-God's word. Is to be anti-God's word. Is to be anti-God's word. So it is the message that really separates angels and demons. The message. Not necessarily the actions performed. Not necessarily the actions performed, but the message. What separates angels and demons is a lie against God. Same way a believer that is walking in the flesh. Is he still a believer? Hello, brethren. Is he a believer? He's still a believer. Though he walks in the flesh, but he's still a believer. But he needs to be corrected, but he's still a believer. So when I'm saying stopping demonic activities, I'm not just saying stopping demons. I'm saying getting the results you seek. Please write that down. Getting that good result that you are looking for. Please, if you have the Bible, look at Luke 1:19. It means getting the result you seek. See Luke 1:19. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto thee and to show you this glad tidings. And 20, and behold, thou shalt be dumb and shall not be able to speak. Is that experience desired? Hello? Should that be a desired experience? So as a believer, if an angel is trying to give you this utterance, what should you do? You stop it. You stop it. Also, if you see a man of God that is decreeing things contrary to God's word, what should you do? Stop it. When you are hearing things like, every wish in this place, you are dying. Shut up! For the Son of Man has not come to us to destroy man's life, but to save it. So when I'm saying stopping demonic activity, it's not just about stopping demons. It's just getting the good results that you desire. Because it's not only demons that manifest wickedness. Man does. In fact, they learn it from man. That's what I'm trying to say. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Okay, bro. Emoji, help me. So if you see a vision, be careful of anybody that is taking you on a journey to heaven. I don't know who has read all those vision books. Who? Let me see and please be free. Have you always seen that there's always something that will be anti-gospel, even including everyone is so real, right? Sure, Thomas. You don't read books before, huh? You don't know everyone is so real. Show Thomas. Okay, then. Okay, since you know Rick Joyner's Touch and the Sword, Final Quest, and what's the third one? The Call. So, for me anyway, that Rick Joyner's book is one of at least the best visions book so far. But not perfect to me. But I learned a lot from it. Because in those figurative things, we see a lot of confusion. A lot. That is why your vision should only make you to solidify your stand on God's word. Write that down. My vision should only make me solidify my stand on God's word. Isaiah 8:20. My visions, my dreams should only make me to solidify my stand on God's word. Isaiah 8:20. Isaiah 8:20. Open it. Let's read together. Isaiah 8:20. So as sons of God, we don't operate by calling the names of demons, the name of angels. Yes, angels. This, go and do that. Angel, that, do that. No. We operate by authority. We operate by authority. See, there is no angel you are glued to. But we may have angels that have glued themselves to you. But there is no angel you are glued to. Please get that distinction. So there is no angels you are glued to. Some may glue themselves to you, but there is none that you are, No, don't do that. All those specific angels focused ministration is unhealthy, very unhealthy. Very unhealthy. So Isaiah 8:20. Want to go? Let's read. Yes? Okay, you are not there. Wait. Let's wait for everybody. We operate by authority. We operate by authority. So when you see man do things that are not desired, you stop it. When you see angels do things that are contrary to the good will of God, we stop it. When angels in their zeal, they do things like, you stop it. Monkeys don't die in your hand. They are saved. If demons applaud us so as to justify their own stand, we stop them, we discern, and we rebuke them. So can you see someone that say, yes, go on, write down, yeah, and is yet a demonic influence? So Isaiah 8:20. One to go. Okay. Let's read. Yes, sir. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there's no light in them. Come on, let's read it again. One to go. Thank you. Yes. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak according to this word. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, lastly, Hebrews 1:6. Everybody must submit to the resurrected man. Everybody must submit to the knowledge available in the resurrection. Everyone must submit. Everyone. At the name of Jesus. How many bow? All. Say all. Hebrews 1, verse 6. That's the last scripture. So the resurrection of Jesus is the proof of the superiority of the new creation over all. The resurrection of Jesus is a proof of the superiority of Satan over, of the new creation over all. So in the resurrection, it's so clear that we are superior. It's clear, 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 clear. Hebrews 1 verse 6. One to go. Let's read. Yes. And again, when he bring in the first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship him. Hallelujah. So he used the word here, first begotten, right? So if he had said only begotten, that would be referring to what? Incarnation. In the incarnation, he was alone. He was the only one that came. God that became a man. But he used the word, which word? First begotten. If you check Romans chapter 1, you will discover that when he was talking about that, he was talking about he's coming from where? Help me now. From where? From the grave. So, this Hebrews 1 verse, this verse 6, is he referring to incarnation or resurrection? Resurrection. It's the same thing when he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand, till I make thy enemies thy footstool. So, and in that resurrection, is he only Jesus that is there? Hello? Is he only Jesus? No. He has brought how many sons? Many sons to glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, when he's saying, and when he bringeth in the first begotten to the world, he said, let all the angels of God worship him. Hallelujah. So, angels, they serve us. They aid us along the gospel. Later, I will be able to put that more clearly. They aid us along that line. They support us along that line. They save us. They provide safety along that line. And of course, generally too. So, angels are those that submit to that resurrection by their will. Demons are those that submit by authority. Angels are those that submit to the resurrected man by their will. Demons are those that we only submit by what? Authority. By authority. By authority. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. See, I'm in charge. Say, God puts me in charge. Therefore, I take charge. Say, God puts me in charge. Therefore, I take charge. So, the grand finale, the cover of all demonic activities is to distract man from the gospel message. That's why. That's why. The plenty drama of Satan. That's why you cannot have a ministry that is focused on devil's drama. Because their issue is just to ensure that you are, when you are 80 years old, you are still doing deliverance. There's no time to reach out. You are so bothered about yourself. Are you with me, brethren? Are you with me? So don't give yourself. So be wise by God. Why Satan puts up all those drama is to distract man from what? From the gospel. Say, I'm smart by God. Say, I'm godly smart. So that means you don't give them attention. You have to pray for a man in the name of Jesus. Tell him, Satan out in the name of Jesus. Immediately tell him, sit down. Tell him to do what he could not do before. If he was man, tell him, what's your name? Don't start waiting for, don't say he has not, in fact, don't even say he has not fallen down. Don't even say he has not done something. He said, in the name of Jesus, Satan, out! Instantly, what's your name? Are you with me? Come on, this is something you should get. He asked him, what is your name? Don't wait for drama. Now sit down. Read the Bible. Hallelujah. You are so quick because that demonic thing is just a slight distraction. So you want to get that done so you can quickly rush to back to the what? To the gospel. So you see, read the Bible. Read the church. Amen. You must not be looking like this. Is that clear? So most of the time, the mind we adjust back to sanity with what? With maybe some people take seconds, some minutes. But see, trust your words, okay? When you say in the name of Jesus, heaven and earth, they respond to your call. Hallelujah. Thank you, be on your feet. Yeah, when you are done writing. When you say in the name of Jesus, both heaven and the earth, they respond to your call. They respond to your call. They respond to your call. So whatsoever you have said in the name of Jesus, there is no procrastination. It won't be postponed. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. Say no fear here. Say I'm in charge. Say no fear here. No, come on, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, I'm done. No fear, I'm in charge. Just be in your faith, pray in the Holy Ghost. Saturday day, still Vatic. You're in charge. I'm in charge. We are in charge. God puts us in charge. For unto the angels as he not put in subjection the world to come. But we are in charge. We are in charge. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Take out power, right? Take out power. Yeah, I take out miracles.
Miracles everywhere.
And I am the one.
I see myself in the experience of the supernatural.
Just pray over that briefly. I see myself in such experience. Yeah, Pastor John. I see myself in such experience.
I'm very peggy to the frigate, keep a ghost among the fish. Rex upon the rabbit, and this if every pagando shabala tana take if it is more on the taste. I'm very see my brand the tea, defend us a parapana take all the.